Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Dr. Wenda Speaks the Word. I am the pastor of Reflection Ministries International Incorporated, and we are about to start a new series. And the series is entitled The Theology of Time. The Theology of Time. And our first series is entitled The Beginning of Time in Our Solar System. So we're going to get into our topic right after we go to the throne of God. Father God that sits on the throne, and Jesus, your only begotten Son, sitting on the right hand of the Father, and the precious Holy Spirit, we come before you today. Lord, take charge of this service. Take charge of this lesson. Take charge of the speaker, and take charge of the listeners right now, that you would anoint this word, and that at the end of this series, that somebody will know you in a new and a different way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, we are starting a six-part series entitled The Theology of Time. The theology of time is the study of time. Time is defined in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, and years. Today, I will look at time as it relates to our solar system. Our solar system is named solar because our sun is named after the Latin word solus, and anything related to the sun was called solar. We live in a planetary system located in the outer spiral of the Milky Way galaxy. Our solar system consists of our star, the sun, and everything bound to it by gravity. Beyond our own solar system, NASA have discovered thousands of planetary systems orbiting our stars in the Milky Way. There is a reality concerning God that cannot be defined in time, because we cannot establish a beginning point to start the measurement of time. Call this infinity. Infinity existed before time and will continue to exist at the end of time. God lives in infinity. Our existence is finite. We were born, and yes, we must die. Our lifespan is defined in time. God existed before our solar system was formed as we know it now. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it states, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." The first four words indicate God was in the beginning. In the beginning of what? The universe and our solar system. In order for God to be in the beginning of time, he must have been in existence prior to the beginning. Have scientists, theologians, professors, etc., established a time frame for when God, the creator of the universe, was born? The answer is no. Based on an article written on January the 14th, 2021, entitled Solar system, history 101. The author cited the Big Bang brought the universe into existence 13.8 billion years ago. Our solar system formed much later, about 4.6 billion years ago. The time measurement cited in the article indicates the beginning of the universe and the beginning of our solar system, but not the beginning of God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God, who was in the beginning prior to 13.8 billion years ago, moved through space to see our earth. Based on many scientific studies, there are unknown areas in space outside where some spacecraft have already traveled. God is a spirit. In John, the fourth chapter, the first part of verse 24, it states, he does not have an earthly body, requiring oxygen. God can transcend time. Psalms 90.2, before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God is a spirit dwelling outside of time and dwelling in time. In the beginning of life, as we know it, the earth already existed. As previously stated, the universe is 13.8 billion years old. NASA reports our solar system formed about 4.5 billion years ago from a dense cloud of interstellar gas and dust. The cloud collapsed possibly due to the shock wave of a nearby exploding star called a supernova. And cloud collapsed, it formed a solar nebula, a spinning, swirling dust of material. And at the center, gravity pulled more and more material in. Eventually, the pressure in the core was so great that hydrogen atoms began to combine and form helium, releasing a tremendous amount of energy. With that, our sun was born, and it eventually amassed more than 99% of the available matter. Who made the power to move elements? God did. God pulled and moved material as he willed. Who could create a shock wave? God. The word recorded in Genesis, the first chapter, had the power to speak elements and materials to create what he willed. Who, by his spirit, could swirl and the elements begin to move, spin, split, and combine to create a tremendous amount of energy and force to form objects? God? The answer is God. God, our creator, is a God of structure and order. He established creation recorded in Genesis in six steps. Step one, establish and define day from night. Step two, established and defined heaven. Three, define earth, dry land, and seas, and then created the vegetation. Step 4, establish light in heaven. Greater light, the sun, and lesser light, moon, and stars to shine on the earth. Step 5, created animals to fly in the sky and to swim in the seas. And in step 6, God created animals to walk on the earth after its own kind. In that 6th step, he created man in his own image, and he also created woman. God moved across the universe, setting things in order around 13.8 billion years ago. About 8.3 billion years later, God created the earth, but the earth was not ready for life. From infinity, the Spirit of God moved. It was approximately 4.6 billion years ago. Genesis, the first chapter, verse 2, records, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. See, the earth existed without structure of life. God saw a planet with water that could sustain human life. NASA states our solar system is the only place we know of that harbors life. God began to speak, and he said in Genesis, the first chapter, verses 3-5, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. He knows what elements to place together to create light. And there was a separation between light and darkness. In Genesis, the first chapter, verses 6-8, it states, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters from the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. According to Christianity.com, the firmament is defined as the formation above the atmosphere of Earth, and is understood as an immense stable arch. The atmosphere protects us by creating pressure, allowing for liquid water to exist on the Earth's surface. Observing ultraviolet solar radiation, warming the surface through heat retention, and reducing temperature extremes between day and night. This is according to UCAR, Center for Science. In Genesis, the first chapter, verses 14-18, it records that God be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmaments of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. In Genesis, the first chapter, verse 14, God said that he put the lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day and the night, but not just that, but to let that light be for a sign and for seasons and for days and years, which represents time. And we're studying the theology of time. What God created was good. And God was before the beginning of time in our solar system. He established time by placing the light in the firmaments of heaven for us to have seen.